My confession takes you back to one morning a couple of years ago when some friends called Jim and Jane asked if we could do them a rather large favour. They needed someone to look after their beloved baby daughter, Jessie. I say large favour as the baby was in fact large. Very, very large, huge. In fact, a giant baby. Having children of our own, we were seemingly a safe choice to look after this child for a few hours.
Pull yourself together, Mr. Mayo, right now.
Even our own children were delighted by this new experience, as in our family, this child was legendary as being the biggest baby in history.
This is going to be good.
The allotted time came, and the young lady was dropped off at our home along with a large bag containing the necessary accessories. It's not that funny yet, is it really? And several heavy packs of baby.
Would you like somebody to take over? Are you all right?
It's like a cartoon image I've got.
You see, now he'll do it perfectly now.
She was a grizzly baby and proved difficult to comfort. We all took turns to entertain her, but all of our efforts were met with surly disapproval. Imagine our delight when the infant broke into a large grin and the sobbing stopped. To our surprise, her little eyes were fixed firmly on our beloved household pet, Rover the dog. I think we probably needlessly changed the name of the dog here. So the dog is going to be called Rover for the purpose of the story. Now, Rover was experienced in entertaining young folk and had taken a hand, or paw maybe, in raising our own children. So we were relieved that at last something had been found to distract Jessie the monster from her misery. As responsible adults, we were, of course, supervising the baby carefully around the dog, although more for the dog's sake, as one blow from the mighty baby hands could have caused the most damage.
What was Rover? Was he one of those little lap dogs? Yeah, probably, little hamster things?
I don't know, really. We were disappointed that that's true, actually. The dog could have been smaller than the monster baby. We were disappointed that the happy giggles were again replaced by wails and sobs when Rover left his basket and approached our guest to extend the paw of friendship, but we assumed the baby was just a little nervous of meeting her first dog. Rover was sent back to his basket, and the child again focused on him and showed much pleasure, clapping her pudgy hands in joy and wriggling frantically on my knee. Rover was once again beckoned over, but again the tears returned. In a confused state, we now relegated Rover to the garden and continued to try to please our high-maintenance guest. Following a somewhat challenging nappy change due to the vastness of the thighs...
It's just hilarious. Changing nappies.
No, it was the vast thighs that got me. Baby Jessie...
Oh, I'd like to apologise, listeners. This could go on and on for some time.
Yeah, was placed on a soft blanket, I do apologise, on the floor, to allow a moment for the circulation to return to my legs.
I think he's laying an egg.
Stop it now.
I'm not doing anything. You know...
What's wrong?
I think he can't carry on.
No, I'm going to carry on.
Are you?
I can't see anything.
Come on. He's actually crying. Come on, big breaths.
It ends sadly as well. A little determined crawling began, and safe in the knowledge that every possible danger had carefully been removed to accommodate our guest, and vastly relieved that she finally seemed happy, I began to do a little tidying up. Poor old Rover was sitting in the garden, gazing wistfully in at us through the patio window. His brown eyes seemed to brim with sadness, and a paw reached out to beckon me. A low whine escaped him, and his entire doggy being seemed fraught with misery. He seemed to be looking from me to something in the room behind me, and I suddenly realised this might be an unlikely lassie moment, and turned in an attempt to work out what this message was meant to be. Baby Jessie was no longer on the floor where I had left her, and after a moment's panic, was relieved when I spotted her in Rover's doggy bed. However, the cause of Rover's distress and the cause of Jessie's earlier interest in him now became obvious. Several weeks ago, my husband had been seized by a sudden impulse to treat our beloved dog and had purchased a very large meaty hoof from the local pet shop. A whole hoof. It had soon looked past its best and even a little green, but as it seemed to give great pleasure to our hound, it was allowed begrudgingly to stay for him to munch on. This hoof was now grasped in Jessie's podgy hands as she sucked upon it happily, clearly delighted with this tasty new treat. With a push and a shove, Jessie could get most of the hoof in her mouth at once, though this necessitated breathing through her nose. Needless to say, I promptly recovered the offending hoof, and I'd like to add that no ill effects were ever felt by the child, thanks no doubt to its cast-iron constitution.